If any of the Harridans were trying to grab some sleep, they were now disappointed. The patrol troops had been so certain that they were safe that they hadn't bothered to post guards. It was easy for Obi-Wan and Suara to sneak into the camp. The Harridans had left the small arms jumbled together in a heap. Suara and Obi-Wan easily jammed the flechette launchers and the missile tube and pocketed all the thermal detonators. Then they tossed a detonator into the brush in order to wake everybody up. While the Harridans scrambled for their blasters, the only weapons left to them, the Jedi stood, waiting. Before the quickest Harridan could shoot, Obi-Wan called, "Think first. Surrender's your best option." The Harridan captain spoke up, his blaster leveled at Obi-Wan's chest.
"Why should we surrender? We are 40, and you are only 2.
"I can think of one good reason," Obi-Wan said, holding up the thermal detonators. "We have 10 of these. The blast radius is 5 meters for each. We can toss these accurately and quickly and demolish this entire patrol in exactly 5 seconds."
"You'll blow yourself up,"
the Harridan captain sneered. Obi-Wan smiled. "I don't think so." The next thing the captain knew, Obi-Wan had somersaulted over his head and landed on his other side. "Maybe I need to remind you," Obi-Wan said. "We are Jedi." The other Harridan soldiers looked nervous. They glared at one another, then at their captain.
"I'm not inclined to find out if they can do it," one soldier muttered.
"Why should we?"
another said.
"This isn't even our fight," the first soldier added.
The captain eyed the thermal detonator in Suara's hand, her thumb over the release.
"What happens to us?"
he asked. "We have no quarrel with you," Obi-Wan said, "as long as we have safe passage to our transport." The captain paused. Then he slowly lowered his blaster. Suara and Obi-Wan dropped the thermal detonators back in the pockets of their tunics.
"What do you mean it's not your fight?" Suara asked.
"We were paid to split off from our unit and attack you," the captain said, wiping a weary hand across his forehead.
Suara and Obi-Wan exchanged a glance.
"Who paid you?" Suara asked.
The captain looked evasive.
"No one we knew. I mean, not a native Harridan, an outlander."
"His name?"
"He didn't say."
"What did he look like?"
The captain was about to answer, but a blank look came over his face. He shook his head several times.
"Isn't that strange?" he said. "I honestly don't remember."
A pulse began to beat inside Obi-Wan. He gripped the hilt of his lightsaber.
"What is he to you?" Suara asked. "I would think you would rather have the Jedi on your side."
The captain gave a sad smile.
"The Jedi can't help us. We are perfectly capable of destroying ourselves. Yes, he gave me his name. It was Grand Omega."
The name only confirmed what Obi-Wan had already suspected. He had met Grand Omega before. Omega had hired a group of bounty hunters to hunt him down, as well as Anakin and another Jedi. Obi-Wan had still not found out why. He knew that Omega was not a Sith, but he collected Sith artifacts. Omega was also a void, a person with enough power to appear so neutral as to fade from the memory of those who had met him. He did not have a Force connection, but he had cunning. And for some reason, he despised the Jedi. Suddenly, the horizon lit up with a dull red glow.
"The battle has resumed,"
the captain said tiredly.
"We should return to our unit."
He hesitated.
"Since you have spared our lives, I will also tell you this. All units have been called to the battle on the other edge of the forest. You will have no trouble reaching your transport safely. Our concerns now lie elsewhere."
He bowed.
"Captain Noke Welflett, at your service."
Obi-Wan and Suara hurried back to the group and told the scientists the good news. They should reach the transport without incident.
"And the Harridan patrol?"
Anakin asked.
"They've gone back to join the war," Obi-Wan said. "They won't bother us."
He would tell Anakin about Grand Omega back at the temple. Now they needed to focus on getting off planet. Suara and Obi-Wan fashioned a body sling and tied Dara gently against Obi-Wan's chest.
They hiked to the transport, making good time now. The sky lightened, and a pale sun rose as they reached the ship. They shot up into the upper atmosphere of Harridan. Obi-Wan looked down at the planet, glad to be leaving it. He wondered about the disturbance in the Force he had felt since he'd arrived. He had thought it was because of the dark side on this planet. There was so much death and bitterness. But what about his sense of foreboding? Could he have somehow picked up on the fact that Granta Omega was here as well? The fact that Omega had failed in his attempt to kill the Jedi didn't matter. If Dara hadn't been ill, if he hadn't pledged to get the scientist to safety, he would have stayed with his Padawan and hunted down his attacker. Omega had tried to kill Jedi twice. He should be brought to justice. But Obi-Wan had his duties and he had to leave. He had made the same decision on Ragoon 6. Justice would have to be sought another time. Obi-Wan turned away from the planet and looked ahead at the galaxy. The ship shot into hyperspace, and a rush of stars seemed to crowd the windscreen. This time, Obi-Wan vowed, he would get to the bottom of the mystery of Granta Omega.